Lots of confusion and some would say a horrible chaos. I can't even believe some of the photographs that were sent to me, and not sure at what stages I'm looking at of the former ambassador to Libya, Christopher Stevens. Sad story as he was killed in that attack after the consulate in Benghazi was ripped up with fire, with, you know, pretty much everybody losing track of each other from what I understand from a couple of sources at the Pentagon. Joining us now on America Tonight is Sam Trudeau. He's TRN's UN correspondent. And Sam, I can only imagine that at the UN, there was lots of conversation about not just Libya, but what's happening all over the Middle East, because also there was the problem in Cairo and Egypt as well. But let's start with Libya. What did you hear today from the UN? What is the UN saying about this?
Well, essentially, the Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and the UN Security Council came out and condemned this attack very strongly. But, well, you know, what we're hearing now, mainly the main media reports we're hearing from Libya, is that the situation in Libya and Egypt seem to be different, whereas in Egypt, the protests seem to really have been sparked by this anti-Muslim video that was circulating online. Yeah. Whereas in Libya, now Obama administration officials are saying off the record that it seems that the whole protest against this video was taken as an excuse, and they believe that there was an attack, a coordinated attack against Ambassador Stevens.
Wow, and so naturally they come out hard on this. But looking at some of the details of it, is this, you know, of all the things that we've seen, and there are some things that are missing. There are some pieces that, of course, we don't know, even with some of the best sources. But looking at what happened, of course, with the ambassador, and then there was an injury to another consulate member, and the U.S. is now saying they're warning about seven other countries are talking about possible attacks. My goodness, what's going to happen with these U.S. embassies? The U.N., of course, the whole peacekeeping mission is the motto. They have to be concerned about this.
No, they are. And right now we're seeing the Obama administration beefing up security at consulates and embassies around the region. They've sent, you know, anti-terrorism marine units to make sure the situation is safe. And I think that's the Obama administration's main priority at this time. And I guess the larger question is, what does this mean about the post-Gaddafi Libya?
Yeah.
I think it brings up questions about, you know, there's still a lot of instability, even if Libya recently had an election, and, you know, even if a lot of people were very pleased with American support to help push Gaddafi out of power, there are a lot of question marks, there are a lot of actors and players in the country and throughout the situation that it's unclear what their motives are, what they're looking for, and I think that the Obama administration is going to proceed very cautiously with the Arab Spring in other countries, and I think, you know, the direct line you can make to that is when you look at the situation in Syria, where the U.S. has been reticent to arm and fund rebels. I think, you know, this type of situation might also, you know, justify those doubts, because who knows in the end who you're giving weapons to.
Yeah. You mentioned the thing about the film and that Libya wasn't supposedly tied to the film like Egypt in the two different situations. But the Joint Chiefs chairman, of course, is pushing the pastor in Florida to completely withdraw support of the film, that the 14 minutes of it was shown on YouTube, which has supposedly led to what happened in Egypt. Did the UN say anything about that as well? Did they, you know, did they come out against the film?
The UN doesn't want to make, I mean, you can equate sort of denigrating someone else's religion with murder, and the UN wants to move away from that, you know, and
yeah.
They don't want to sort of make the link. However, they do, you know, the UN has mildly spoken out against religious insensitivity, and, you know, the basis behind this film, the main purpose of this film was to provoke and to sort of, it was a film that was meant to slander Islam, so I think this is an issue that a lot of these Arab countries that are going through the Arab Spring and are building democracy and their democratic institutions are going to have, these are discussions that need to be had in society. You know, the line between freedom of expression and blasphemy and respect of religion, you know, well, when can it be drawn, and what's the appropriate response to some sort of, you know, some anti-Muslim sort of material like that?
Yeah, well, certainly you and I would agree that it's not to murder somebody or to go and tear up the embassy, sadly.
I don't think, and I think this has been said a lot, it's just been said in Egypt and in Libya, is that these are extremists, these are fringe groups that don't represent the majority of people. Nevertheless, they do have support. And like you said, it's important to make it clear. I think the United Nations has done that to an extent. The Security Council issued a statement earlier today, essentially saying that, look, there's no excuse forever for these types of actions, no matter who is insulted, no matter what religion was slighted.
Yeah, good for them. All right, Sam Trudeau, thanks. We'll talk to you again, hopefully under better circumstances.
All right, take care, kid.
So you heard Sam there talk about what is the line between freedom of expression and blasphemy over religion, to which I would say you defend the right of expression of art. And the problem is you have these cockamamie nutbags who take it to the extremes. There is no justification for murdering the ambassador to Libya who's trying to help the people in that country. You know, he was missing for 5 hours. It took 12 hours to get his body. The shots that I was talking about are just so sad. It looks like his lifeless body is being dragged around by some people. This cannot be tolerated. And here's what I would say. There are a lot of people that are calling for the removal of our money to Libya and Egypt. We don't know, to the point that Sam did make that I agree with. You don't know what we're getting after Muammar Gaddafi. Really, what are we getting in Libya? So the push is, let's strip the funding. Let's just get rid of it from our federal monies that we dole out. Why are we funding Libya? Why are we giving foreign aid to Libya and Egypt for this kind of nonsense? At some point, I don't think it's so ridiculous to call for that. When we are struggling to dig out of our own holes, we cannot, I think, let nations that, as I said the other day, are kicking sand in our faces, take our money and laugh all the way to the bank. It makes no sense to me. Now, there is a difference between some of the people in Libya and Egypt that certainly don't want to see this, that are peaceful people that are trying to get their governments on its feet, and then these extremist nutballs. The problem is it more nutballs, more extremism, more anti-American, screw you America, take your flag, and let's put up our flag? Is it more of that? Is that more substantial, or is it just a fringe group? If you had control of the purse strings and you had a vote, because the House plans to vote on Thursday on a continuing resolution that would extend federal funding through March, meaning foreign aid, Iraq would be in the mix, but Egypt and Libya. Would the thing be to do, because we're worried about a government shutdown before the election, we're worried about the fiscal cliff, would the thing that should happen here be...
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Situation in Libya in particular, but not just Libya, what's happening in other spots across the Middle East, including Egypt. There was more problems in Egypt, but I think the saddest thing is what happened to Ambassador Stevens and the shots of him. Unbelievable. They couldn't find him for 5 hours, as I already said, and then they find him 12 hours later. They finally get his body back, and it's just absolutely awful, despicable. Here's what the White House had to say. President Obama talking about how sad it is, what happened, and how it won't be tolerated.
The United States condemns in the strongest terms this outrageous and shocking attack. We're working with the government of Libya to secure our diplomats. I've also directed my administration to increase our security at diplomatic posts around the world. As Americans, let us never, ever forget that our freedom is only sustained because there are people who are willing to fight for it, to stand up for it, and in some cases lay down their lives for it. We will not waver in our commitment to see that justice is done for this terrible act, and make no mistake, justice will be done. The lives these Americans led stand in stark contrast to those of their attackers. These four Americans stood up for freedom and human dignity. They should give every American great pride in the country that they served. There is absolutely no justification to this type of senseless violence. None. Libyan security personnel fought back against the attackers alongside Americans. Libyans helped some of our diplomats find safety, and they carried Ambassador Stevens's body to the hospital where we tragically learned that he had died.
Yeah, I mean, what a terrible tragedy that happened, and that nobody could stop or help him until it was just too late. And it is true, and the president is right, the Libyans did try to help him. The ones, eventually in the end, there were certainly people that tried to help the ambassador but just could not do it. And, I mean, it was too late. He had already been been killed, and it's certainly tragic for his family. And this is a guy who is a career diplomat. Let's go to Tomas, who's listening to us in Michigan. Hello, Tomas. You get the first crack.
You know, on a night like this, you want to have your own daggone radio show because you have so much to say.
Well, you're a caller to this radio show, so go ahead. Your opinion counts. let it fly.
You were probably like 5 years old in 1980. You don't remember when Ronald Reagan was sworn in as president. But they had a picture-in-picture, okay? And as Ronald Reagan's hand is going up, there's another picture there, and it has American hostages going up into a plane, a freedom plane. You know why? Because when President Reagan was the candidate, he said, I am going to bomb Iran back into the Stone Age.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? They believed him. And when Romney got up today, and he was assaulted, or yesterday, and he was assaulted by all of these media wonks, saying, don't you think you're moving too fast, jumping the gun? You know, these media wonks were the same ones who praised the artwork of putting a crucifix inside a jar of urine. But they're the same ones that will criticize a little YouTube video that goes against Muhammad. Now tell me, what type of patriot is that? Tell me what type of professionalism is that? That you need to be for both or against both, right?
I see what you're saying. You're saying, well, what you have issue with is that how the media, you're right, how this particular group of reporters was flipping it around on him. CBS, ABC, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, there's so many things we can talk about, but one thing that surprises me, Kate, and you're going to remember this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Back when they were burning the Koran, the United States apologized. And what happened the next day? They killed two or three Americans. Remember that?
Yes.
The next day, so you would have thought that our diplomatic corps under Hillary Clinton would have figured out that apologies may work in a certain socioeconomic area, but they may not work in another culture. For example, if I'm walking in a black neighborhood and I bump into a young black man, if I say, oh, I'm sorry, man, I'm sorry, you know, the response there is going to be different than if I'm walking in the suburbs of Beverly Hills and I bump into a young white guy and I say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Because the white guy probably, you know, in Beverly Hills, oh, that's all right, dude. But the black guy in the hood
might not think that way at all. Yeah.
Huh?
No, the black guy in the hood might not think that way. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I can't believe that we think that the Muslims are going to see our apologies as anything but weakness and an opportunity to attack. So I'm sure, Kate, that there's a lot of other people out there that have lots of other good points. I wanted to bring just a few up. You know, there's probably 20 more things I could say, but
so you stand by Romney. You stand by Romney that, hey, he said the administration's initial response to the attack in Cairo, especially, was akin to an apology, and it was a severe miscalculation. Obama came back and said that Romney seems to have a tendency to shoot first and aim later, and said it's important to make sure you have the statements that you need that are backed up by the facts. The statements that you make.
I put something on your Facebook.
I saw
the timeline.
Yeah. Okay?
But you know what's really the best thing that I have ever heard Romney say was something to the extent that there never is a rush to stand up against outrage. And that knocked the ball out of the park. And if he keeps doing that, if he keeps gnawing on this situation, he's going to do just like Reagan, and he's going to win. Remember, Reagan was losing in October.
And then turned it around, and a lot of that was, you just mentioned it, of course, with the Iran hostages, and a lot of people thought that Carter was a shoo-in again, but he wasn't a shoo-in, and Reagan surprised a few people. Okay, so here's the thing, and this is the question. You have one dead ambassador. You have three NBC staff members that were killed in this attack. Romney did initially say what he said before all of that was known, right? Obviously we knew that somebody was dead, and we knew there was at least one other person down. So he stood by early in the day on Wednesday his criticisms of the Obama administration for their early response to the attack. He wasn't backing down off of that. And so now you really have four Americans that were killed, the ambassador and then the three others, as I just said. And Romney says, you know, this what I just mentioned to Tomas, that it was a severe miscalculation. So overnight, though, the campaign issued a statement, Romney's people, calling the response disgraceful. And there was a lot of criticism back at Mitt Romney for saying that. And the Obama people said that, you know, Romney is launching these political attacks when reports are just surfacing that one American had been killed. And then the count was up to four, but they didn't know that it was up to four by then. So this becomes hyper political, and it absolutely is going to be something that, as Tomas said, the Romney campaign is going to continue to gnaw on. But is he right? Does this push him over the top? Or does it send people in an opposite direction saying, well, what did you want the President of the United States to do when he didn't have all the facts and didn't know all the facts, to immediately shoot from the hip? Wouldn't it have been smarter to wait until all the facts were in? Or are you thinking more sinister, like that the Arab Spring and remember the speech in Cairo and all of that is part of how this president operates, and he's not speaking up when he should immediately when something like this happens? Or was he correct? 855-266-KATE. Meet you on the flip side.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Man, are you ready for that extra boost in your romantic life? The answer is just a click away. Get ready for big confidence where you want it most. TestoCharge is the natural male enhancement formula that's clinically tested to work. And today you can get a risk-free trial just by going online to buytestocharge.com. It's fast, easy, and this offer's only around for a limited time. TestoCharge significantly increases your drive and desire while improving your performance. It's absolutely guaranteed to give you the best experience for both you and her. If you want to have full strength support for a healthy romantic life and want to get a risk-free trial of TestoCharge quickly and discreetly, just go to buytestocharge.com right now. That's buytestocharge.com. Skip the hassle of speaking on the phone. Go to buytestocharge.com now and get your risk-free trial while supplies last. buytestocharge.com.
I think the point from the UN correspondent at the top of the show is different from what's going on in Egypt, or is it? Here's the thing. What happened in Libya, according to my sources at the Pentagon, had all the makings, the markings, the flags, if you will, that symbolize what we see from an Al-Qaeda operation. And what I've heard, and I think maybe a few other people may know this, I don't even know if it's being reported out there because it's all coming in at bits and pieces, is that this is probably an inside job. It makes sense when you've got two dead Marines and you have the ambassador missing. How do they get into the position that they were in? And the answer is, all signs point to inside job. So there's that. The specifics of the investigation as to how did this possibly happen. Don't we have so much incredibly fantastic security in Libya, in these embassy posts in Benghazi and elsewhere? Is it that porous? No. So I would have to believe my source that says all signs point to inside job. That is worrisome. To the point of the finger pointing blame game, who's going to get the points on this, because it is about the scorecard when you're in a presidential election year and part of being the commander in chief. As much as I think too much can be made about the legislative possibilities for a president, because somehow we all forget, you know what? It's about those congresspeople and those senators. You can scream, rant, yell, and everything else and have the power of the pen, but you definitely are not up on the Hill arguing day in and day out about legislation. But when it comes to foreign policy, you need a strong president, certainly on that front. You need a strong president. Obama condemned, you heard what he said, the senseless violence, and that they were going to stop at nothing to find out what happened. You know, you had fires that were going on throughout the night. You had a four-hour battle. You had the Marines that they just shot down dead, and you had terrible reports of what happened to this Ambassador Stevens, by the way, who it looks like he was tortured. I can't say that for sure. I can only point to information that I got that leads me to believe that that's what happened, that he was tortured. It wasn't just, boom, you're shot. We shot you in the heart, and you're dead. And this is very heartbreaking. The bottom line is the president says that Romney tends to shoot first and aim later. Some people are saying it's a Romney mistake. How could he go after the president for this one? Romney, the headline that I saw, one of the headlines I saw said, Romney doubles down. That's like the new buzzword, doubles down, besides fact-checking, on bewildering attack over embassy violence. So that's right. All the chips are in on this one. Was it a mistake, or was it the right thing for Romney to do, to jump on this and say, listen, you don't have to make anything, you don't have to sound like you're apologizing. Although, I don't think it's about the apology, because I don't believe that Obama sounded like an apologist. He didn't just come out swinging immediately. Some of you have already sent me notes and other things about this, including some very good points from Highlight, who says that, did Reagan do anything when the Marines were attacked in Lebanon? The president is the president. He has to be careful what he says. Romney is a candidate. It's different. The terrorists never fade away. They just make a new set. Oh, how true. They don't care, and they could care less about the politics. They love it when we get lost in the sauce and argue about that. The bottom line is, you have these Marine guards, and then you have the questions, as we just had Jeff Atticott on the show, who sent me something earlier in the day, and you know what it said? It says engagement ? He talked about it. He talked about the rules of engagement and how twisted they are, and this ambassador and others may have paid the price for that. I fault a lot of what's happened lately on ridiculous ways of doing modern warfare that have led to way too many American deaths. You know, it's like the old saying, war is hell. It is hell. And if we're going to wage war, it doesn't mean that we have to become barbaric torturers, but it also should remain that a soldier can defend himself. I mean, it's almost like we're sending people into battle with tasers. Good luck, men. I hope you don't hit any of those IEDs. We have those souped-up new vehicles, after all. So what are the rules of engagement for the guards? It was so timely that we had Jeff on the show. And the other point is to 9/11. Was this a 9/11 attack versus the film? It's easy to put it on the film, and certainly I think the Cairo deal is related to the Prophet Muhammad being what Muslims would think, especially extremists would think, that he was being, you know, the image of the Prophet Muhammad was being blasphemed, or blasphemed, I guess is the correct word, all over the place in this film. And this is the problem, the difference of the culture, different cultures, sarcasm, twisted cartoons, all that kind of stuff. And listen, they're playing for keeps. They're playing for keeps if someone puts a fatwa on your head. So there is this fear. There is this fear of not being able to say certain things. And look, you see what happens as a result. Panic rooms. The one reporter in Seattle who made some comments that had to go into hiding because why? The CIA calls and says, you know what, we just don't think it's safe for you, so we're just advising you. Oh, great. You get a phone call like that, what do you think is going to happen? They're getting chatter that you're a target. Let's go to Jeff, who's listening to us in Portland. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. We haven't talked to you in a while. What's happening?
I was talking to Jack this morning.
Oh, well, yes. Okay, so that's good for you.
We're talking about I'm the alternative for a World Special Olympics for Korea.
You're going to Korea?
I'm the alternate.
Oh, so that'd be great if you get chosen for that.
Yeah, me and Jack were talking. He said, told me to tell you to let Gary know.
All right. People listening to you in Radio Land have no idea what you're talking about, Jeff, but we'll tell them that you're a Special Olympian, and being chosen as an alternate is quite an accomplishment. And for what sport?
Cross-country skiing.
Oh, that's right, cross-country skiing.
And,
you have to be in great shape.
By the way, I raised over like $600 for Camp Kiwanis for the handicap.
Woohoo! Good for you. Wow. Good for you. It's terrific to hear from you, Jeff, and let us know what happens with your career in Special Olympics, because it is like a career. You've certainly worked your way up. To be an alternate to the games is quite an accomplishment, I must say. All right, so that was a non sequitur, which is okay. We love Jeff, and we, again, support him in his quest to do whatever he can to raise awareness for Special Olympics. I think there is no better thing to go and watch and support. I think the first Special Olympics event I went to was probably, I want to say about 16 years ago. I want to say it was about 16 years ago, and it was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I'll never forget it. And I try to get involved with local Special Olympics wherever I am. And you can do the same thing, because the reach is unbelievable. You got to give credit to Ethel Kennedy, because she was the one who started that whole thing. And boy, from where it started to where it's gone now. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Too bad we're not having more conversations like that one. Instead, it's all about the shooting at the embassy and the violence. It's just awful what happened in Benghazi in Libya. You have an ambassador dead and two Marines dead and another consulate member dead. So four people in all. Massive chaos, something that shouldn't have happened. Yes, when people sign up for these jobs, they know they're in dangerous areas. And the idea is this guy, Christopher Stevens, was an incredible diplomat and was working with Libya to make a peaceful transition from Gaddafi into a new way of life. So he was trying to help the people in Libya and be there as an advisor, and look what happens. And this went on for 4 hours. Had to be an inside job, is what I'm thinking. Have no proof of that, just a note from a source saying that this is what it looks like. And if you read all the stories about it, it does, because how did they get to the shooters get to where they were and armed the way they were, including with rocket grenade launchers, get into those positions without being taken out? Could it also be the problems with the rules of engagements? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties. is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one, for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
The congressman said, and a lot of people shuddered at his suggestion, that we need to not fund very many things in other countries because of our enormous, strike that, ginormous debt that we can't get away from. It is chasing us around like a madman at a party before the lights go out and everybody has to go home. $16 trillion plus in debt and counting. The debt clock is broken in New York City. So the point is made. We get that. Maybe there is something to what Ron Paul had to say. I still think there are places we need to be invested, but at what point do we say, okay, enough is enough? Do we need to fund Libya? Do we need to fund Egypt? If I'm Israel, I would like the United States to still be pretty in tune with what's going on in Egypt, because I want someone to cover my back. I don't want that country to go hog wild with the Muslim Brotherhood that is supposedly peaceful, and they want a different kind of administration. But then you talk to people who are more familiar with what that stands for and what it means for most of the people in the group, and it is anything but that. I'll point once again here now, this is two references in the first hour, to someone that I respect and trust and have spent lots of time with in the last 2 years, and that's Jeff Atticott, our terrorism expert. He has been dubbed the terrorism expert on this show because that's what he is. People seek him out. He spent all those years in the Navy breaking down rules of engagement and other legalities. Started a law school in Texas that focuses on terrorism law and is sought after as a speaker all over the world, including the Middle East, for a reason. He's talked about all these things that have happened here and predicted as much, the volatile actions of people who have wormed their way into positions where they can set the diversion, set the table, get somebody on the inside to flip whatever it is. And I think that is what happened here. We don't know that officially, but there are a lot of questions that need to be answered. Sadly, four Americans losing their life. Who wants that job? For what? For what are you going over there for? And this ambassador was an incredible guy from everything that I've heard, was not only a patriot, but really cared about trying to help other governments and wanted to be involved in the Libyan situation. And look what happens. Look at the big thank you he gets as a result of that. Stacy is listening to us in Mississippi. Hi, Stacy.
Hello?
Hello, Stacy.
What's up, my girl?
What's up with you? You have some hard opinions. You never take those left turns. So, yeah, what do you think?
I get peed off by a lot of things, but what I want everybody to know is, which I am disabled now. I can't help it, but it's in a car wreck. But people that sit back and don't vote because they can't get out and vote. Okay. If you call your circuit clerk's office, they will mail you a thing to vote and send it back in, and you do not have to leave the house. You don't have to go to anywhere, because I want everybody in the world to get Obama's A.S. blank out of office. He is destroying our country. And please, God, everybody, if you're disabled, call your circuit clerk. They will send you something to vote on. You do not have to leave your house, put in your mailbox. They'll pick it up. That's it. And we got to get Obama out of office because he is a freaking nut. He's destroying our country, and we got to get him out of there. That's all I want to say. Now, God, I bless your soul. I listen to it every night. But I want everybody that don't know that. There's a lot of people that I know that's disabled. I've told 15 or 20 people that's disabled. Well, I can't go. That's why I'll take you. But the only thing you got to do is call your circuit clerk, and they will send it to you in the mail. Vote. Whatever you want.
Yes, you can vote absentee ballot. Absolutely, that's the name of the game. Stacy, thanks for throwing that out there. There is no reason not to vote, whoever it is you're going to vote for, whether you're disabled, have a hard time getting to the polls, whatever it might be, because there's ways around that. And I know there's frustrations out there. I know there's people that are saying they don't want to vote for anybody. But the problem is, if you want to have a voice, and it is power to the people, then you need to exercise your right to vote. You know, I agree with you. There's things that need to be tweaked in our process, like popular vote versus Electoral College, alternative ways of voting, a third party. I mean, I could go on and on about this, but the bottom line is you have to vote. We live in a free country for a good reason, because people fought for it and continue to fight for it, and look at the conditions that they have to fight under often. This is what we're talking about, the rules of engagement. All right, the curious thing is, you know, did this film have anything to do at all with the attack? I think the thread of thought that it was a distraction could be right on, based on what I believe is the inside job, whether I could be wrong or not. Just a tip from somebody I know at the Pentagon doesn't mean that he knows that for sure, other than that that's what's being discussed, and I know that for certain. So the day after this attack on the consulate, and we're focusing here on what happened in Libya, and remember, Egypt also exploded, but nobody was killed. So Stevens, the ambassador, is murdered, three other Americans. There was a 14-minute trailer for an obscure, who knew what this movie was, Innocence of Muslim is the name of, Innocence of Muslim, Muslims plural, was the name of this film, mocking the Prophet Muhammad. And this was the target, supposedly, of protests outside the consulate before it was raided, if this is true, or it was just a diversion. It's a perfect diversion if that's the case. It's spread all over the place on YouTube, and there have been questions about the movie, including now actors from the film say they had no idea that they were being part of an anti-Muslim movie. They thought it was about ancient Egypt. Then they know when they read their lines what they're doing. They also said that their voices have been dubbed over, and the video's audio track indicates that there was dubbing, so that would make a difference if the lines weren't what they said they were. And then there's questions about who made the film, for goodness sake. Supposedly the filmmaker is Sam Basile, who is identified as an Israeli-Jewish real estate developer in California, and he's been quoted as saying Islam is cancer, but nobody can find any records for him in California. There's no history anywhere. You can check any of the film sites. There's no history of him as any kind of a filmmaker, but he is credited supposedly with this 14-minute flick that was YouTubed all over the place. And it's interesting, because he is like the disappearing man. The Israeli people, the cops there, if you want to call them that, they say that the reporters, they told reporters that they had no record of him either, because they've been asked about it. And there's no uncovering him. Some people think Basile is a pseudonym, and that he's not Israeli or Jewish, but is an American citizen. So go figure. Nobody can find the filmmaker. That's a curious thing, isn't it? So protests over the film have broken out in Cairo. I think that that's legitimate. I think people jumped up on the wall, tore down the flag, all that stuff because of what they saw there. But I don't think it's legitimate in Libya. It's just a good way to shade it, to make people think it was because of the film. But I think that this was a planned attack.
Hey, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time?
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.